If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. It came down to this. Am I the kind of person that buys $200 jeans? So let's back up a bit. Take a couple steps back. So, in advance of the holidays this past year in 2019, getting ready for Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else, went shopping for other family members, only to find out a couple weeks later that we made a decision not to exchange gifts. So, left with all these presents, and my wife had been in charge of it, and she had bought a handful of them at this wonderful store, Nordstrom's. I'm sure that you're familiar. And around the same time, well, no, I actually take that back. Now, fast forward, I think this was maybe 45, 60 days ago, so a couple of months ago, she said, "Hey, George, I know you've been thinking about, or you need a new pair of jeans. And instead of buying cheap jeans that won't last very long, you should go to Nordstrom's, use these now store credits that we have, and buy some new jeans." I thought, oh, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Why not? And a little bit of background on me, you know, grew up in northern Minnesota, little small city called Duluth, great place. And I don't think, obviously, I'm aware of Wranglers and Lee jeans, I think, but I was always a Levi's guy. Always wore Levi jeans and still do. And when I'm not doing that, I really try to keep a pretty simple wardrobe. I heard years ago about this idea of a capsule wardrobe. Essentially, you just kind of wear the same thing every day. You look at folks like Steve Jobs. He's known for his jeans and his black turtleneck. I think one of the thoughts being that people like that have so many decisions to make on a daily basis and only so much brain power. Therefore, they don't want to waste any of that on picking out what they wear in the morning. So anyway, I guess bottom line, I try to dress pretty simply. I don't buy wildly expensive clothes. But like I said, my wife thought maybe some nice jeans. So again, I thought, why not? I will go check this out. We'll give it a shot. And so I go into two Nordstrom's, and I'm not going to try to paint this like I've never been in a Nordstrom's before, because that's not the case. But it had been a little while, and along with the store credit, I also had this coupon, and I'm going through my phone. I found the men's section. I'm standing there and I'm going through my phone trying to find this coupon, so I'm prepared. So I'm also a person who likes to be prepared. And and unbeknownst to me, there was one of the salespeople was sort of watching me, and he approached me and he said, "How can I help you?" I said, "Oh, I'm here to buy some jeans." And he says to me, "What were your wife's instructions?" And I laughed. You know, I was able to piece together that he saw me and he thought that I was reading some notes from my wife about the kind of pants that I should buy. So I went with it. I sort of played dumb. It's all good. So did you know that jeans cost $200? Were you aware of this? I was not. I was shown some different jeans. They look like fine jeans. Tried them on. I picked out a pair. I didn't even look at the price. I just figured it would be, you know, $100, something like that. Cost $200. And as these words are leaving my mouth right now, I realize that there's probably jeans out there that cost $10,000. And you're listening, you're like, "George, you're such a dummy. You know, there are $1 million jeans out there, as a matter of fact." So, actually bought them, because between the store credit and the gift card or whatever it was, had $200 on there, left the store, brought them home, but then I realized, what the fuck am I doing? Which answers the question, am I the kind of person that buys $200 jeans? And the answer is no. No, I am not. I am not the kind of person that buys $200 jeans. So I returned those. I went on the internet and I bought myself two awesome pair of Levi's for less than $100. So anyway, personal preference, but that fundamental question right there, are you the kind of person that buys $200 jeans? And of course, this is a microcosm for a much larger question. The things that we purchase, the things that we buy, things that we spend money on. I guess the first question that I encourage you to ask yourself is this insane? And if in fact the answer to that question is yes, this thing that I just spent money on, this is what an insane person would do, well then do not move any forward. Do not continue on. Just stop right there. If the answer to the question is no, this isn't insane, it's okay, well then continue on. And then from there, answer this question. Do these jeans, does this thing, whatever this X is, does it bring me immense joy? Does it make me happy? And if it does, well then, very well. Carry on, do more. If those $200 jeans had in fact brought me immense joy, and if I had not felt like a dummy whenever I put them on, well then by all means, maybe buy a second pair. But that wasn't the case for me. So, the things that you are spending money on, are these things, number one, crazy purchases that you're spending money on? And if they are not, are they bringing you immense joy? Is there requisite value that you are getting by having this thing, by spending a lot of money on this thing? I'm not opposed to luxury goods. I'm not opposed to going out and having expensive dinners. I'm not opposed to buying nice things. But the question is, are you doing it because it's really making you happy? Or is there some other reason? And I'm not going to answer that question for you. It's just something to sort of kick around in your head. And only you can answer that question. And the only way to answer it is to first ask yourself that question. Just wanted to bring a little bit of levity, a little bit of lightheartedness to the Money Patriot episode today. Are you the kind of person that buys $200 jeans? Do your part by doing your best.